This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, March 25th, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. Seretu Zuberu, the wife of Nigerian Diocese Bishop Idris Zuberu, and a diocesan secretary identified as Deborah, were both released on Friday, March 20th, by their Muslim abductors, reports International Christian Concern. The two women had been taken by Muslim gunmen on March 10th. Joe Biden has a substantial lead over President Donald Trump in 300 of the crucial so-called swing counties that could determine the November election, according to a new poll, reports MSN.com. The Monmouth University poll, taken last week, showed that 50% of voters in crucial swing counties backed Biden, while only 41% backed Trump. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged to its best day since 1933, as Congress and the White House neared a deal on Tuesday to inject nearly $2 trillion of aid into an economy ravaged by the coronavirus, reports the Associated Press. The Dow burst 11.4% higher, while the more closely followed S&P 500 index leapt 9.4% as a wave of buying around the world interrupted what had been a brutal month of nearly nonstop selling of stocks. At this point, 53,660 Americans have contracted the coronavirus, resulting in the deaths of 703 people. You can look at the nationwide and worldwide coronavirus sick map in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Isaiah 41 verse 13 says, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." In a sit-down interview with Fox 11, Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva declared gun stores as non-essential businesses that will be forced to close.
We will be closing them, yes, because they're non-essential.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Villanueva went on to say, quote, "I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment. I'm a gun owner myself. But now you have the mixture of people that are not formally gun owners, and you have a lot more people at home. Anytime you introduce a firearm in a home, from what I understand from CDC studies, it increases fourfold the chance that someone is going to get shot," end quote. As the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warns that an outbreak of the coronavirus is inevitable in the U.S., a growing question is whether household disinfectants can stop it. Lysol and Clorox have long been touted as having the ability to kill 99.9% of germs, often on contact, reports TheHill.com. That includes diseases such as flu strains, E. coli, and Salmonella. While Lysol's label lists human coronavirus as one of the pathogens it can wipe out, it does not include the novel coronavirus, now known as COVID-19. The one it references is the strain that causes the common cold. So the question remains, can they kill the novel coronavirus, COVID-19? The answers are somewhat reassuring. Bleach-based products like Clorox are likely to destroy the virus on hard surfaces, since they've worked on similar pathogens such as SARS. Clorox wipes, for example, work against rotavirus. And Lysol, which uses hydrogen peroxide, has also been proven against similar viruses, but on hard, non-porous surfaces, rather than porous ones such as paper or fabric. Other keys include social distancing, washing your hands regularly for 20 seconds, and resisting the temptation to touch your face. Evangelist Francis Chan encouraged the church to view the coronavirus pandemic as, quote, "one of our greatest opportunities to reach a lost world and show them we have not lost our love, joy, and peace," end quote, instead of succumbing to fear and anxiety, reports the Christian Post.
During this time that you really be thinking, God, I love you. What do you want me to do out of love for you? And to be looking at the others around you in love. God, God, how can I serve these people? This is one of the greatest opportunities we've ever had as a church, where people are open to talking about serious things, life and death things.
In a March 20th 11-minute video message posted on his Crazy Love YouTube channel, Chan said, quote, "We can do all things through Christ, and that means even during this time," end quote. The Crazy Love author encouraged Christians to not lose their love for others amid the outbreak, offering the reminder that believers are, quote, "supposed to be people who are loving, that are concerned that hundreds of people every day are dying, and many headed to an eternity apart from Christ," end quote. In February, Chan, his wife, and their 7 children moved to Hong Kong to become international missionaries. And finally, an elderly Italian priest, infected with the coronavirus, gave up a respirator his parishioners had purchased for him, giving it to a younger patient, and then died from the deadly bug, reports the New York Post. The Reverend Giuseppe Burardelli, age 72, refused to take the respirator while in a hospital after finding out the other patient, who was a complete stranger to him, also needed it, according to the BBC. Some have compared the late Burardelli with Maximilian Kolbe, who in Auschwitz volunteered to take the place of a condemned man with a family and was killed. John 15, verse 13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 25th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.